Abby's lesson. Abby's father was taking her to visit her grandmother. Abby was going to be away for 3 months. "I can't leave Tobias behind," she said.
"You will have to," said her father.
"You can't take a mouse into another country. It's a rule." Abby thought it was a silly rule. Tobias was a small, harmless mouse. Tobias was snuffling around under the paper. "I will take him," she said to herself. At the airport, Abby put her bag by the X-ray machine. Tobias was inside. He was snuggled up in a sock. Abby hoped he didn't squeak. The bag rolled under the X-ray. Abby felt her legs shaking and her heart beating fast. But the woman by the X-ray machine just smiled and said, "Have a good flight." Abby picked up her bag and followed her dad to the plane. On the plane, Abby waited until her dad and the woman next to her were snoozing. Then she opened up the sock to peek at Tobias. But Tobias leapt out. He landed upside down on the woman's knee. The woman screamed. The scream was so loud, Abby thought it would shatter the window. Abby quickly scooped up Tobias. She shoved him into the sock and back into her bag. A flight attendant rushed over.
"A mouse!" screamed the woman.
"There's a horrible, ugly mouse on this plane!" Abby glared at her. How dare she call Tobias ugly?
"She was asleep," Abby said.
"You were just dreaming," said the flight attendant to the woman. "There is no mouse here." Abby's dad filled out a form before they landed. He ticked no to, "Are you bringing any live animals into the country?" The man at the X-ray machine smiled at Abby. "Put your bag here," he said. Abby saw the man frown. She watched as he opened the bag and pulled out the sock. Then he said, "Come with me, please." Abby followed her dad into a small, stuffy room. It had no windows. There was a police officer and other people in uniforms. Tobias was in the sock on the desk. The police officer talked to Abby's dad.
"This is very serious," he said. "You have tried to smuggle an animal into this country, and you have lied on this form."
Abby felt fear creep over her like a black shadow.
"It's my fault," she said in a small voice. "Dad didn't know I had Tobias. I didn't want to leave him behind."
The police officer stared at Abby. Then he began to type.
"What's your name?" he asked. "Have you ever been in trouble before?"
Abby opened her mouth, but no sound came out. It was a real lesson for Abby. Tobias had to go into quarantine for 6 months. It cost a lot of money. Her dad had to pay a big fine as well. The police officer said that she could have animal smuggler next to her name. Then she wouldn't be able to visit her grandmother again. Abby learned there was a very good reason for rules.